Using present-day technology, we can obtain such information as the general geographic structure of an ocean, the features of the creatures living in it, its salinity level, the amount of water it contains, its surface area, and its depth. Advanced underwater craft and various special pieces of apparatus play an important role in this information reaching us. In the absence of these craft, it is practically impossible for a human being to descend any further than 70 meters beneath the sea. Therefore, scientists have only been able to acquire detailed information about the oceans in very recent times. One verse from the Quran concerning the seas reads, "Or they, the actions of unbelievers, are like the darkness of a fathomless sea, which is covered by waves, above which are clouds, layers of darkness, one upon the other. If he puts out his hand, he can scarcely see it. Those God gives no light to, they have no light." One of the pieces of information to which our attention is drawn in this verse is the fact that in addition to the waves on the surface, there is also a second kind of wave action under the water. Only recently did scientists discover the existence of these internal waves among layers of deep seawater at different densities. Internal waves are invisible to the human eye, although they can be identified by examining temperature and salinity variations at particular depths. It is quite impossible, in the absence of present-day technological means and equipment, for a human being to have any knowledge of these wave motions under the sea. Yet, in the Quran revealed 1400 years ago, Almighty God tells of these internal waves in the depths of the oceans. The fact that this information was imparted in a verse, at a time when people had no opportunity of diving below the oceans and doing research, clearly demonstrates once again that the Quran is the word of God. Now let's consider the sequence set out in the verse. It refers first to the darkness in the oceans, then to the internal waves within them, then to the waves on the surface, and finally to the clouds above them. The point needing special attention is that there is darkness beneath all of them. Indeed, research employing present-day technology has shown that light cannot penetrate any further than around 200 meters beneath the surface, and that total darkness prevails after 1,000 meters. However, in the absence of advanced underwater apparatus, it is impossible for a human being to descend into the depths, carry out observations, and discover that the water becomes dark. There is still light at 70 meters, the deepest a person can descend without technological equipment and apparatus. There is no darkness at that depth. It was therefore impossible in the 7th century, when the Quran was revealed, for people to dive without special apparatus and gas tanks and discover the darkness in the oceans. The fact that the darkness of the seas is revealed in the Quran is yet another of the Quran's scientific miracles.